I'm Ann Croker, writing coach. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular, welcome back. Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to the Ann Croker Writing Coach Podcast. This is episode 269. Prep, plan, and pack to get the most out of your next or first writer's conference. Are you getting ready to attend a writer's conference? Guess what? So am I, and I want to make the most out of my time there, so let's think through what will help with that. You're likely going for at least two reasons, to learn and to connect. And you might also be going to pitch your project. So let's think through how to prep, plan, and pack to get the most out of this upcoming event so you're even better prepared to learn, connect, and pitch. And given that I work with a lot of published authors and speakers, it's possible you're one of the presenters. One day I might share some detailed recommendations, but for now, I did weave in a few suggestions to make your conference experience a little bit easier too. First, I'll mention the event binder. This idea originated with Kathy Lipp on an episode of Writing at the Red House. Years ago, I heard her describe what she includes in her dossier, as she calls it, and I've adopted and adapted the list to make it my own. I load it up with all travel information printed out, with reservations, confirmations, contact names and emails, an envelope for receipts, a mileage tracker where I can write that out, a printout of the schedule, and more. If I'm speaking, I print out copies of my messages just in case technology fails. That said, I do create some redundancy by dropping all of the same information into a folder on my phone in an app like Google Drive or Notion, and I'll save the key locations in my Maps app so it's a quick click and I'm on my way. If you'd like to get a list of what I have in my event binder, whether I'm an attendee or a speaker, you can head over to annkroker.com/conference-prep, and you will see a photo of my event binder, and you'll get a checklist of what I have in mind, depending on the event. So hopefully you've already read the session descriptions when choosing this conference, and you got a feel for the presenters and other faculty. Now, in the days before the event, study the website to learn about the organizers and faculty. You never know who you're going to be sitting next to at lunch or crossing in the hallway. Knowing more about the team and speakers means that you'll be able to connect more personally during any random interaction. Find and follow key faculty on social media. Search YouTube and podcasts to find your favorite speakers. Listen to at least a few minutes of their interviews, presentations, lectures. When you do this, each speaker will lift off the pages of the conference materials and seem even more real when you hear them tell a personal story about family or childhood in a podcast interview, for example. You'll get to hear their voice. You'll see mannerisms if you watch a YouTube video. If you have time before the event, you could read one of their books. And if you create an event binder, write questions to ask and details you learn next to their name and session description. And if you need more space for key bits of information, just grab a sticky note so you have more room to write. And if the speaker says something that stands out, like a hobby, a school, or a trip you relate to in some way, write that down too. And these little notes are handy. If you brush up on what you've written before their session and meet with them afterwards, well, you've got a conversation starter. Like, hey, I heard you love Belgium. My husband's from Belgium and I love it too. The more I learn in advance, the more excited I get about the conference, and I hope you do too. Most events like attendees to use an event-specific hashtag on social media, and in fact, they might tag you or share your posts if you use it. So if you feel comfortable sharing ahead of time, you could highlight the event by tagging the organization or organizer and then use the hashtag before you go to the event. And it'll get your post in that feed, and you might even meet people online or make some new friends or colleagues who search it as well, and then they plan to attend. So it's a great way to get a little buzz going ahead of time and, again, get you excited about this event. An obvious thing that you and I are going to do before the conference is pack. And when I take my time to ensure that I've brought the items that will help me make the most of the event, it's easier for me to relax and enjoy myself. So grab the binder, of course, if you make one. And for me, it slides in the main compartment of my day bag, which for me is a backpack. So choose your bag, that bag you're going to carry around with you all day. Like I said, mine's a backpack. If you're physically able to carry a backpack and it doesn't make you feel too collegiate toting it around like that on your back, I do recommend it. A spacious backpack's going to have space to hold, well, if you take a laptop, you can hold that, and or if you decide to take an iPad type digital notebook or Chromebook or whatever, paper, pens, a small lunch and floss for afterwards, snacks for later, gum or mints, business cards, a water bottle, I even take an umbrella, and a little portable power bank to charge my drained phone, and other bits and bobbles. So I just whatever you like to take with you from building to building, room to room, think that through. What do you like to have on hand? Obviously, we're all going to have different items on our list, but those are just some things to get you started. And having something like a backpack allows you to put them in different slots and have them right there on hand. Be sure to leave some space for goodies because you're going to acquire things while you're there. Like you might buy a book from the event book table, or you might get some freebies from exhibitors and sponsors like free pens, water bottles, coasters, that kind of thing. Whatever bag you end up bringing, leave space for swag. One year I carried a ridiculous purple backpack. I stuck out and I felt a little self-conscious, even unprofessional, but it's what I had and it held what I needed. Well, a dear friend and I were chatting after this session where she was speaking, and she noted my purple backpack, and we joked about it. Well, I said, it makes me easy to spot. So she was leaving early from the event, a day early, and wanted to say goodbye to me, but in the sea of attendees that were crisscrossing the campus, she assumed it would be impossible to connect with me again, and she was feeling a little sad about it. And then she saw a flash of purple, and I heard my name, Anne Croker. So I looked up and I saw her waving with both arms and I raced over to give her a huge hug. I saw the purple, she exclaimed. That purple backpack accompanied me to a lot of writing events. After that, I got over any sense of it feeling unprofessional. But, and here I don't know really why, but I did eventually buy a new backpack and it's gray. So all these years later, I still carry a backpack, but you're never going to find me in a crowd. Now I'm going on and on about this backpack and I've dragged you into the weeds, but I'll end by saying this. Don't go out and purchase a backpack, gray, purple, or otherwise, just because I'm talking about it. By all means, use what you have and enjoy. You know what works for you. And as much as I love a good backpack, I know not everyone is physically able to carry one. In fact, I had lower back pain years ago that made it impossible. So for those outings, I would borrow a rolling briefcase from my mom, and that really saved the strain. If you purchased books by faculty, take those along and see if you can find a time for the authors to sign them. Now, don't worry if you didn't have time to purchase those books in advance, because you're probably going to be able to purchase them on site. And of course, if you're speaking, coordinate with the conference to have your books available for purchase and see if they've planned a signing. Many conferences schedule author book signings for their speakers, and it's always fun to enjoy that fleeting one-on-one moment with the writers you admire. And if you're the person doing the signing, it's wonderful to interact with people who are enjoying what you've written. In a smaller setting with no official book signing, you might try to find an opportune moment. If you're chatting with the author and they seem relaxed and there's not a line of other people waiting for their moment, ask and give them an out to say no. I did this with the late Phyllis Tickle, and she gladly signed my copy of her memoir and the series of The Divine Hours that I pulled out of my backpack. Consider how you like to take notes. I love typing up conference notes on my laptop, but sometimes I want to travel leaner, so I'll grab my ancient iPad. It works, but the battery drains away fast, so it's not always the best option anymore. Even fully charged batteries of new devices will eventually drain, and I've found that Wi-Fi can really slow down when hundreds of people log in at an event, so I always take paper and pen as well in case the machines fail. In fact, I have extra lined sheets of paper in my event binder in case that's where I decide to take notes. So it's nice to have options, and analog always comes through. Plus, it's quieter than tapping on a keyboard during somebody's talk. Now, some events offer critiques where a publishing professional, such as a professor, agent, or editor, reviews your writing submission prior to the conference and meets with you to discuss its strengths and offer suggestions to improve the project. If you signed up for this, you will have already sent a digital copy to them prior to the event so they could review it. But check your email in case they ask you to bring one or more physical copies of the document to the event. And then prepare to take notes during the meeting. Will you use a laptop? That might be a little in the way. You could bring your ancient iPad, it's a little bit smaller, or grab a pen and make sure you have that with some paper to take notes on and record their suggestions quickly, because these individual sessions are not like a leisurely coaching call or something. You're only going to have a few minutes with them. Make the most of it. Listen to what they have to say. And then prepare yourself emotionally for their input, no matter how harsh it may feel. Practice smiling and saying, "Thank you so much for your time and input. I have learned so much from you." If you signed up for a pitch session at your writer's conference, you may want to create a one sheet that summarizes your project. Even if your pitch goes well and the agent or AE, which is the acquisitions editor, even if they like it, they probably won't ask for a hard copy of your proposal because they're just going to have to lug it around all day. Most interested agents or AEs will ask you to email it to them after the event, so take them up on it. And don't worry about loading down your bag with a lot of hard copies. But you might want to put in one for that one agent who loves the project, wants the hard copy, and wants to take it with them and review it on the flight home. Also, nearly every agent or AE will accept a one sheet because it is, after all, only one sheet of paper. And in fact, some agents will request them. So I like to encourage people to create and take one of those. What's a one sheet, you might be asking? Well, I will record an episode about one sheets sometime, but for now, I would like to send you to a link about that, and you'll find that in the show notes for this episode. Now, if you are doing a pitch, you're going to want to be yourself and sound natural when you head into that session, that pitch session. But you also want to make sure you make the most of that brief time slot and avoid rambling. To ensure you can talk about your book with clarity and confidence, practice your two-sentence hook and your slightly longer elevator pitch. When your pitch feels conversational and yet tight and clear, you'll have time that you can leave to discuss it further and connect with the publishing professional. Stop after your descriptions to let them ask questions. Enjoy the conversation. A few years ago, I hosted literary agent Cynthia Rukti, who led a simple training to model how you can develop a pitch that makes an impression. She offered inspiration to novelists especially and included tips for authors of nonfiction. I'll include a link to that resource in the show notes as well. As with a critique session, prepare yourself emotionally for the agent or AE input and response, no matter how disappointing it might feel. They might request your proposal or a partial of your novel, or they might say it's not a good fit. Either way, practice smiling and saying, "Thank you so much for your time and input. I've learned so much from you." Now, an optional conference item that might seem a bit antiquated is the good old reliable business card. A member of my platform membership program attended an event where she couldn't even carry a bag, so she ordered something called the Dot. It's a digital alternative to a physical business card, and it worked very well for her given her limitations. So I mention that because it's becoming popular, especially this kind of tech is common in like Silicon Valley type events, but literary people tend to be a little old school. So if you have physical business cards, take along a stack. They're fun to swap. If you're a speaker at a writer's conference, you're going to want to include a few extra items in your event binder, like a copy of your talks, all the places you're expected to be with your own personal schedule, pitch sessions and the names of the people who are signed up, speaker meal information, your speaker contract, and other related information. I also like to bring a flash drive with my slide deck in case my laptop doesn't play nice with the event system. I also invested in various dongles and adapters to connect my computer to the screens in the room or in that space. I even have a gadget that connects to my computer and allows me to advance my slides just in case the facility doesn't have one of those, so I don't have to be tethered to my computer pressing the space bar. It's a little unnecessary and over the top, but my husband got one at a conference he attended years ago and gave it to me since I speak and he doesn't. You might also grab a clipboard and print out a sheet for people to sign up for your email list with a note that grants permission for you to add them to your email service provider. And then you can go home, add them to your system, and send them notes, resources, and any handouts. Well, despite this long list of suggestions, I have survived crazy seasons of life where I just had to throw everything in bags and hope for the best. I didn't research a single speaker, and I still had a great time at the conference. I learned tons, I made new friends, and I connected with industry experts. So make some lists, prepare as best you can, then pack your bags and count down to your travel day. If you're planning to pitch, I wish you the very best. As for me, I've got my binder in my backpack, and I'm ready to learn and connect. Now, have you attended a conference and have ideas that you could share that would help people prep, plan, and pack? I would love to hear more. If you go over to the show notes for this episode, drop those in the comments. Let's start some conversation about this so we can make the most of our time at our next or first writers conference. And don't forget to go to annkroker.com/conference-prep for more information on my event binder and other ways that I prepare for writers conferences. And I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, here on this podcast, in your inbox, or even in person at a conference, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for being here.